can handle the truth.
Here we go. We are rolling into show number 62 of the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. I'm your host, Stuart Howe, and today, if you're listening live, is May 28th of the year 2022. And I've got a couple of great guests lined up for you today. I am feeling privileged and honored and grateful to have this platform to bring you such great guests. I would like to recommend that you go into the archives and look for some of the amazing past shows we've been able to do here. And also to support RBN. This is, you know, one of the few remaining platforms of 100% free speech. They let me have at it, and it's a wonderful thing to know that we can speak our minds and be controversial, and you know, just like it's supposed to be. To hash out some of the difficult subject matter that's presented to us here with this globalist rollout of their brave new world, this new world order, this whatever label you want to put on it, fourth industrial revolution, great reset, however you want to see it, United Nations agenda for the 21st century. All of it applies, and us people of good conscience are here to stand up and, shepherd in this new era. Because any way we look at it, the old era is over, man. It's, the end of the world as we know it. Thank God. It's been a system of coercion and deception and slavery since time immemorial. And it's going to be a bit difficult getting through to the other side. But we've got what it takes. We are rising to the occasion, and we shall prevail. So there's that. Just to make a correction on last week's show, I talked about a situation involving a couple of people, one of which was guilty, according to her own admission on film, of battery against another person, a person holding a sign, Teresa A. Lohr, a teacher at North Idaho College, physically battered in her own admission on tape. You can go watch it at North Idaho Exposed, a YouTube channel. She battered Rachel Otteson, who I had said was a student. She was not a student. She was apparently an employee or another. It really doesn't change the situation. We've got a angry, triggered, unhinged Karen by the name of Teresa A. Lohr, who battered Rachel Otteson by her own admission, and then the police and the district attorney just did not pursue charges because they're, it looks like, in league with the agenda of enforcing this totalitarian medical tyranny, and it just can't be tolerated. So I had to correct that because Rachel Otteson is not a student, and I said she was. She was just a woman of another occupation or background, but she was still battered by a witch, basically a nasty woman. So anyway, there's that. And then moving on to newer stuff to this week. Wow, oh my God, they are still looking to roll out this World Health Organization pandemic treaty, which they're sneaking into being the same way as they, passed legislation on Christmas Eve when, nobody's around to oppose it, or they hand them the bill to sign with 3 hours' notice. Read this 900 pages of legislation in 45 minutes, would you? Because, you know, it's going to vote, and you need to vote yes on it anyway. So it's one of those sort of things. And if this does pass, and it looks like it will, it's the end of national sovereignty for the United States. We will have ceded power to the United Nations, to the World Health Organization, an unelected body who is unaccountable and run by corporations like Gates and Schwab's vaccine, empires of profit and depopulation. So that's what we have to look forward to unless we rise up, because they'll have us back in masks and, closing businesses and killing off, chickens because of some, hoax, swine flu, bird flu. Next I'm looking forward to them to roll out the gerbil pox. We got the monkey pox now, right? I mean, right out of a couple of bad movies. Next it'll be the gerbil pox. And, what is it? It's evolved from Omicron. Now it's your Momicron. How people can believe these con artists at this point is beyond me. But there's that. So that's in the background, a situation that's on the front burner, as our guest is waiting in the green room patiently, and I appreciate him doing that. And his partner, who I had on, well, I guess a couple of weeks back, she'll be coming on and joining us around the first break at a quarter after, are dealing with a situation through an operation that they've started, Operation Stop It All. And Lewis Arthur is our guest, and Butterfly is his boots-on-the-ground partner. She's a lead minister, along with Solo, her canine friend down there, a shepherd, sweetheart. They're down on the border aiding these children that are being trafficked into our country by the cartels and the coyotes that represent them, and directly into the hands. And this is not speculation. There is a documented evidence of this. It's available. Our guest will show you where to go to take a look at this evidence. They're shepherding these children directly into the hands of our own government's operatives. And our guests are making the attempt, and in a lot of cases succeeding, in getting intervention done to let them know that they are cared about, and that there are people that care about them, getting them Bibles, getting them phone numbers to call, so that we can exercise oversight. But it's an issue that is a tip of the iceberg, and that's why it's important that I have these folks on, because it transcends these false divides of left and right and blue Kool-Aid team versus red Kool-Aid team versus orange Kool-Aid team versus rainbow Kool-Aid team, or whatever BS false divide they've got us. I mean, our children are being sex trafficked. Children are being brought in and, abused, most likely organ harvested, adrenochrome harvested. Certainly, there's weird sexual, slavery things going on in all this that have been uncovered. It's nothing new. It's been going on for forever. There's tips of that iceberg if you look at the Franklin cover-up and all the other, places it is documented. Our Speaker of the House, third in line to be president, serial pedophile, Dennis Hastert. I mean, there's no shortage of evidence, but people don't want to look at it. So today on the White Rose Resistance Hour, we're going to look at it, and I'd like to bring in our guest, Lewis Arthur. Lewis, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, there you are. Thanks, Lewis. Yeah, you're thumbs up. You're a go.
Okay, just for your audience, so they can, if they believe what they know about the border, if they've never been to it, I just tell everyone, if you've never been to the border, which I'm a private property owner on the Arizona border. My properties are in Pima County, Arizona. I've got multiple properties. These properties were purchased at the request of Border Patrol agents in strategic locations on the smuggling routes that they were being used to circumvent all the criminals, sex offenders, gangbangers, unaccompanied children, smuggled teenagers, those smuggled kids through these corridors. So as a private property owner, I tell people, if you've never been to the border, you don't understand what's going on. It is vast. We created a program, Operation Stop It All, is part of Veterans on Patrol, which is a veteran suicide prevention program. So we get anyone. You don't have to be a veteran. I'm a civilian. This is a veteran suicide prevention program. So it's designed for vets and people who served in the military that fought over other borders, secured other nation borders. They're already equipped and trained to do what us as private property owners in Pima County, Arizona, require them to do. The federal government, we've been documenting this. I'm a 3-year border journalist. The media kept lying to everyone, and no one knew what was going on, so I decided that I was just going to go ahead and get my credentials, become a journalist, and start reporting myself, which I've been doing for over 3 years. And in 3 years of reporting on the border, I had my own private channel on Telegram, Border Wars AZ, all capitalized letters, Border Wars AZ. And on that channel, you will see everything that's been transpiring on this border that mainstream media maybe gives you 5-6 seconds of, but they suddenly sensationalize and bring in some politician or someone who's going to take you off focus. My job is to provide solutions to problems and to get the proper people in place so they can fulfill those solutions to those problems. It takes hands and feet. So with our program and as private property owners, I can tell you that we document it. I document it and I have all the recordings. I surrounded a cartel trafficking camp 11 miles inside our nation, inside my county, 11 miles. It's just south of my property. The people that keep cutting the fences and leaving trash and destroying my property, half of them are coming up from this particular cartel trafficking camp. It's in Aravaca. And if anyone goes and looks on a map, they'll see Aravaca, Arizona. This camp is 11 miles into our nation. Now, we surrounded it with private property owners, and we watched as the criminals were coming off the mountains, coming in up the wash, going inside the camp. We went and filmed and saw doing live YouTube videos. YouTube since shut down a lot of our stuff. But we're doing live videos, and I'm on the phone with Border Patrol, and we're trying to get agents out there because we're private property owners and Pima County residents. We had 5 people make complaints. We were witnessing the criminals go into the camp and get loaded up in the campers and being driven off at the same time they strategically shut down our checkpoint at Highway 286. And we knew this was going to transpire because I have several Border Patrol agents that act as my sources. Once I became a journalist, plus I'm a private property owner, Border Patrol agents realized they had a double shield. And I'm also a minister. So they get 3 layers of protection with me. As a minister, as a journalist, and as a private property owner, well, they're supposed to work with me by their own policy, which is what several agents have been doing for many years. And they know I don't do politics. I've cleaned up rape trees. I pulled children who've been raped and abused from the cartel out of this desert. I pulled children who've been, they're happy and they're healthy and they don't know what's going on. But once we start talking to them and give them toys and coloring books and start acting goofy with them, they're smiling. They're no longer nervous. We've been documenting how they're bringing the unaccompanied children up from the Northern Triangle. And I want people who's listening to understand, if you don't know what's going on with the border, I will take you back as I've been investigating this for 4 years. As of today, I found a child trafficking camp in my city when I was doing homeless search and rescue. And it was a child trafficking camp. CIA, Craig Sawyer, Tucson Fire, everyone confirmed it was a child trafficking camp, a child rape camp. That was on the I-19 smuggling corridor. There was carpet shoes, camouflage clothing, black jugs on the property, which is a signal of the smuggling that goes up. Over 80 pairs of children's shoes, an underground bunker with a bar and a chain where they were tied to. It was really sick how they stuffed them now, in Lewis, this little septic.
Yeah. Lewis, just to interject here and clarify, what, in your opinion, what is the connection to the U.S. involvement that they are being certainly not apprehended, but they have to be cooperating with elements, the way butterflies describe it. There are elements of the U.S. either Department of Homeland Security or some elements that these children are coming in and being shepherded away into U.S. networks. What is the U.S. component? We know the cartels are bad guys.
Okay, and the United States component is your Border Patrol agents, which we've caught some agents going outside their SOP, standard operating procedures, and they just do something that's not normal. And then we've been able to intervene for a child in one case. We have a similar thing happening with another child right now. I got a call this morning. We track all these kids. So on this side in the United States of America, you have politicians in Arizona. My biggest challenge is getting the governor, the attorney general, Senator Kelly Townsend, Senator Wendy Rogers, Congressman Andy Biggs, Representative Rahul Grijalva, Mayor Regina Romero, County Prosecutor Laura Conover, County Sheriff Chris Nanos. My problem as a private property owner is all the people who are overseeing in the government sector who supposedly have the authority to stop what's happening to these kids and the criminals getting around and the destruction on our property, well, they're all supporting the very nonprofits like Catholic Charity Services, Catholic Community Services, Humane Borders, No Mas Muertes, which is No More Deaths. You have the AZGOP and the AZDNC in a bipartisan agreement that created cartel smuggling corridors through my properties, and I've taken hundreds of people across this desert, and they can tell you, and we have it all on our channel, they've seen it. They'll see the blue cartel water stations. My tax dollars from my property and my neighbor's tax dollars from their property, it pays for the cartel. So the ones that don't turn themselves in, that are sneaking through the desert, the county medical examiner got tired of having an autopsy body, so they decided to make sanctuary corridors to where if you're going to sneak around, once you get past one point, well, the Border Patrol and the Sheriff's Department is not allowed to go into certain areas. They're locked out of these areas, like City of Tucson Water had locked out our deputies and our Border Patrol agents from their property, and they have a parcel behind the elementary school. And the problem we had was I had children, and they all met with myself, my team, and Border Patrol agent who came in, did a ride-along. The children told them that they were kept getting put on lockdown. The parents showed them the text messages from the school. We showed them documentation going back 3 months saying, well, this school's been put on lockdown 32 times. This school has been put on lockdown on the border 32 times. These children have been placed in lockdown. And it's not like happening in any other school, and the media is not covering this. Well, why is it? Well, it's because the illegals that are camping behind the school on City of Tucson Water property that was provided by Mayor Regina Romero and Mayor Jonathan Rothschilds before her, that particular property has a cartel water station that my taxes finance. So what we did is we worked with Border Patrol agents that are on the good side, and we went in and wiped out and destroyed all the cartel water stations to protect the elementary school.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. I got arrested. I had my own sheriff's department. A deputy went before a grand jury, and two of the stash houses that I reported to the agents that I was working with that the cartel scouts were using, both of them had cartel water stations on them. Both of them had new damage done to these old dilapidated houses.
I got to interject here. We've got a break coming up. I got a hard break coming up in a minute or two. You'll hear the music come up. And then we'll have Butterfly come in. What I meant by that's awesome is it's awesome that you're in the mix, brother. Your boots on the ground and you're standing up, you know, and getting this stuff out there. There are not enough people that are willing to do what you're doing and being the true media, actual media, because of course the financial incentive for people to look the other way is strong, and our media is not going to report. You know, the mainstream corporate media is not going to report this stuff. So that's what's awesome about it. And how would you characterize the situation of a network that these children are going into? I mean, I made our audience aware of the Franklin cover-up and these sex trafficking rings, basically, that operate, rather in a, satanic network way. And, of course, it's also, financial and corporate and ties in with governments in some ways. But from your unique point of view of them coming in and starting into this network, how would you describe that network? Because that's what I'd like to help expose. Of course, stopping.
All right, what I'll do is, and as soon as, because I know you got your hard break, and when I try to give information, I understand I'm a computer. I have so much that's going on because I lived out there for years, and I've been studying this for years. After your hard break, I'll go in, and I'll tell you some of the things that I can explain, not only who's helping on this side, how it's transpiring, but also the most important thing is what can we do to move in for these children at this point? What do we do? How much longer do we continue talking about this problem? We have a program. We have a program the government's not involved in. It doesn't ask for your money. All it asks for you to do is to step up and take care of a child. We have over 800 children that's crossed south of my property that we have on film or picture, and they filled out cards. We cannot find at least three quarters of them. They keep getting shuffled around. We don't have enough hands and feet to go and make sure these children aren't going into these dark places you're talking about. And I'll cover some of that when Butterfly gets on.
Okay, well, hey, you know what? I just got a note from our producer. We're going to skip this first break, so we're good to go. We've got Butterfly standing by, and so I'll bring her in, and then we can go into that. And anything else you'd like to go into, because this is a really important topic. It transcends the partisan divide. So, Butterfly, are you with us?
Yes, and I am.
Hey, welcome to the show, Butterfly. I'm so happy you guys could both be here. Lewis was just, about to go into kind of breaking down the U.S. component so that our listening audience can better understand and be outraged by, what their tax dollars are going to support. And then the most important thing is what Lewis pointed out is actually getting the funding and the infrastructure and the support for you guys so that we can counter this in every way that you guys are coming to understand is most effective. So if you could go ahead and introduce yourself, and then you guys can take it away. We'll have a break in about 10 minutes, and we're weapons free on the mic until then.
All right, thank you very much. My name is Butterfly. I'm from up in Washington. I have been to the border wall pretty much since last June, on and off, and I have seen for myself, documented, I have a YouTube channel, everything that's going on there, whether it's what the cartel's pulling, what our government's pulling, but most importantly, these children coming through the holes in the wall, these unaccompanied minors that are headed towards God only knows what. So that brief moment that we have down there at the border wall when these babies come through, to love on them, take care of them, make sure their needs are met, give them a Bible with an emergency number they can call for help at any time, and also to get their intel so we can follow up and be there as needed, whatever situation they end up in, that we are doing everything we can to help these children, to save these children, to pull them off the traffic line if we can, to make sure they're cared for depending on their situation. And we need boots on the ground. We need people to receive the children when they come through. We need people to help follow up with them once they are through. These are children. Most of them are being trafficked. Most have been abused. And our government system is definitely hand-in-hand with the cartel, as far as I'm concerned, in all of this.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, listen. Before you get started there, let's do this. Let's give out your contact information so people can help now, and then we'll do that again later in the show. But Butterfly, if you could give out your contact information, and then Lewis, as you lead into your, unpacking some of this, go ahead and give your contact information as well.
All right. My phone number, call or text. I've got different other YouTubes and all that as well, but call or text me, 509-263-4612. And with any questions, if you're interested in going down to the border, also I can send you links. I have a YouTube channel that I update everything on from the kids coming through, when the kids come through the wall, and I put my phone on video, stick it in my pocket. I document everything. Everything that's going on, including volunteers down there, what they're seeing, and keeping that updated. We have are a couple Telegram channels. I have one of my own at the border, different resource. I'm sure the info.vop@protonmail.com is a great place to go to get Lewis's information, my information, or any questions or anything you want to do to help what's going on.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. And Lewis, yeah, let's take it to your direction there. And you've got some great stuff that you're starting to get into there as well.
As I mentioned earlier, everything I've stated and everything I'm about to say, I've actually discussed and provided videos, emails, sometimes articles that are reputable sources, neither right nor left. Just I try to focus mainly on what the government's producing. So we'll produce government reports and what Border Patrol themselves are reporting, and produce our own reporting, what we're seeing and what we're intercepting on the border. So if you go to Border Wars AZ, all capitalized, all one word, Border Wars AZ for Arizona, it's on Telegram. And if you go there, there's, I think there's over 2,500 media files. There's private conversations between me and federal agents that had to be released because they targeted us and they tried to throw me. They were trying to throw me into prison for 11 years because we were turning over drugs, sex offenders, pedophiles, and we were tearing down the cartel water stations that made it possible. And they were mad. I mean, they were furious at us. But we didn't care at that point. We were cleaning up rape trees. And so if you want to know what rape trees are, I tell you to go to that channel. And also, this stuff that we keep in secret hand, there's a journalist, and his name is Paul Flores, and he spent almost the first 3 years with me on the Arizona border. And on his channel, he actually has some of the same stuff. You'll actually see me filming it. He's covering me while I'm doing my investigations and walking through the desert searching. And he's kind of covering what we're doing, but also helping us. And if you go to his channel, you'll see some of the rape trees we cleaned up. One of them was only 5 yards, 10 yards into America. There was no wall. It was Mexican Highway 2 on the other side, about maybe 10 yards. I won't say more than 20. Maybe 10 yards. And the highway curved right there, and people were jumping off, unloading the migrants, sometimes in buses, and they'd walk them across, and the coyotes would pick whatever woman or child they wanted, and they would rape them. And we actually cleaned these rape trees up. Border Patrol agents are on the record that he filmed. A lot of people don't know that because it's not on my channel. This is from another journalist that works with me. If you go there, you'll see agents. There is an agent, Mendoza, I remember, and he was in tears. And this was under the Trump administration. What happened was in the Barack Obama administration, Secretary John Kerry went down to the Northern Triangle. And what he did was, working with the supposed NGOs that are not NGOs and nonprofits, what they did was they instructed these organizations down in those countries on how to successfully circumvent our immigration system, and they promised a platform that they would be able to access, that it was guaranteed, and they promised them it is guaranteed, and all this is on the record. So, and we have a Border Patrol agent that Congressman Andy Biggs refuses to give whistleblower protection to, one of my sources, and he actually, him and his team, I can tell you these guys are patriots, but under the Obama administration, they went down, they showed them how, and they worked with UNICEF, they worked with Red Cross, they worked with Catholic Charity Services, Catholic Community Services. They worked with a lot of most unknown, like those factions before Antifa became big. They were just an unknown little group until Soros pumped them up. Well, they got hundreds of those. So they worked with some of those, like Bezos and No More Deaths, and we got all this documented. So under Obama administration, they go down, they say, stand
your children.
Yeah,
hey, sorry to cut you off there. Yeah. We got this break coming up. We're going to come back and unpack that in a few minutes. We've got a call-in guest holding also. So see you on the other side, folks. The White Rose Resistance Hour with Lewis Arthur and Butterfly.
I want the truth! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Yeah, these are the days, indeed. Days of change. Amazing times we're living in. So before the break, we were chatting with Lewis Arthur and Butterfly. Lewis was breaking down from a boots on the ground, right there witnessing it perspective, how this is genuinely orchestrated and weaponized immigration, the sexual abuse of women and children, with the blessings and participation of, you know, organizations funded by our tax dollars, and that's not okay. Should not be okay with you. I would very much like, before we bring in, we've got a call-in guest. I'd like to bring him in and let you ask you guys some questions. I'd like to know if there's a place that people can send equipment. I know you guys have needs, and a lot of ways that people like to donate is not just to send money or show up, but some of them, you know, could maybe just so they know what they're donating is tangible, they can go and pay for a piece of equipment and send it to you. I'd love to see, that wonderful sweet dog Solo get some canine stuff. I mean, I don't know if he needs dog food or, a water dish. Maybe you guys need, you know, new boots or walkie-talkies. I don't know, but what do you guys need? Where can they send it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Solo, they're fine. If you go to info.com VOP@protonmail.com. They'll give you a list of material support that we request. We've expanded. We only take material support. You can never send our church money. We don't take money. And I tell people, if you do want to learn how to do your passion, you want to feed the homeless, but you think you got to start a nonprofit and get the government's permission and file for permits, I would encourage you to get a hold of me. I operate at the only homeless shelter in the entire United States of America that took in veterans and supplied them cannabis, acupuncture, everything other than pharmaceuticals, chiropractic, I mean, everything. And we ran our own hospital. We took care of everyone from homeless children to elders to mentally ill, drug addicts. It doesn't matter.
I love that, Louis.
Without government.
Yeah, we could refer to that as direct action. I love that. Well, yeah, yep. So that would be all accessible through info.vop@protonmail.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to bring in a call-in guest and see if he has questions for you guys. Ricardo in California, are you with us?
Yeah, thank you. Great show, Stuart. Thank you, Louis, and I appreciate hearing all this. I was just wondering, what do you think it's going to take before the American people will stand up and say enough is enough and stop people from crossing that border? I think probably my grandfather and your grandfathers would have been down there armed stopping it. Today, I guess people don't want to get off their iPad or off their ass to do anything. So that's one. Also, I missed that phone number. I got 509-263-something. If you guys could
Butterfly.
Repeat that.
Yeah, that's Butterflies.
That is mine.
What is the number? 509-263-4612. Got it. All right, I will call you. And the other thing is, I mean, you know, obviously voting and all that, if that's even real anymore. But how do we get this thing stopped? I mean, really stopped. I mean, have you thought about that? I know what you're doing is fantastic work. Thank you. I'm not against immigration. A doctor, an immigrant, a legal immigrant saved my life in 1981. And there's great, you know, the Gracies, you know, brought jiu-jitsu to America. There's great immigrants here, most of us
yes.
and their families. But illegal immigration and cartels and drugs and fentanyl and
trafficking
children, it's got to stop. And who?
Yep.
How's it going to stop? That's what I want to know. What's your solution there? And that's enough from me. Thank you, Stuart.
Butterfly.
Hey,
can you
thank
get
you,
my
Ricardo.
Point real quick? I got to talk to someone, and then.
Okay. All right. I got this. It's a process of how many boots we can get on the ground. So right now, our major focus is. Children are being trafficked through. So we need to get these kids information. We need to follow up on them. We need to extract them if needed, pull them to safety. Number one, we work on the kids. Now, as more people are showing up, we can do different kind of ops as far as the borders control concerns. We could just block and hold. We had a 36-hour period where we had every hole. With two people at every hole for 36 hours, and the cartel could move nothing. They could move absolutely nothing. We made a huge difference in just those 36 hours. So having people at our border wall taking turns in the stretch where I'm at is a high traffic area. You'll see the cartel coyotes running into America and then running back into Mexico, the ones that are delivering the drugs. Or doing drop-offs or laying out supplies for trafficking through the terrain, or the ones that are just coming through illegally and don't want to be caught by Border Patrol. So we get people out there handling that. Lots of different ops, from just stopping people from coming through the holes in the wall. Me and Solo have spent 10-plus hours just sitting in a hole, and the cartel could not run through. It's about numbers. It's about getting people down there. It's about people coming together with ideas of what we can be doing. You know, a militia could sit into the terrain and have their radios and watch these cartel coyotes run through and get intel. What are they dropping off? How much are they dropping off? Are we about to have a bunch of children trafficked through the terrain? Because they've done that before. We can collect that intel and use what resources are available to make a difference.
Okay.
So it's going to take people.
I got one other quick question, if you don't mind. If the children don't make it trafficked across here, they're still, you know, being molested and stuff and raped across the border where they're at, I would imagine. And the question that I have is, how do we get those numbers to get that to the border? Texas, California, Arizona, the entire border.
We get people involved. We got to share the word, get people involved. Families can help families. We've got our camp, our supply camp with solar panels, the whole thing. Your family can stay at that camp. That's 40 miles up from the border wall. We've had a single mom and her son stay there, and he did his homeschooling there, you know, and she would help keep an eye on Alpha so the rest of us could focus on the border wall. So we've got all the availability. It's about getting the word out. It's about people helping people to get down there. Veterans on Patrol does not collect any kind of money at all. We use gas cards and gift cards and then whatever supplies needed. But sometimes you got people, maybe you have a family member who wants to go down but needs help being sponsored. We can sponsor people to go down, those of us that can't go down ourselves as far as the border's concerned. So it's about being inventive. It's about being resourceful, and it's about working together, taking turns as families, looking out over each other's families while other family members head down to the border for a week or two, supporting each other. I mean, we come together. We do this. We do this as groups, militias, churches. Churches, this is a missionary, you know. Churches can do missions. Get people down there.
And I want to jump in. Thanks, Butterfly. I want to jump in with that just so you guys know, if you're listening. We're the private property owners, and we have been documenting our own federal government. And I tell people, look, I have multiple Border Patrol agents that are my sources. So when I go out and say, hey, BP is very corrupt right now, the agents who aren't corrupt know I'm not talking about them. They know I'm talking about their boss, and they are fully aware that their boss is corrupt. Everything I say is repeated by the Border Patrol Union. Go to their Twitter. If you doubt what me, as president of the Pima County Border Property Owners Association, says, go to look and see what the BP Union says. The problem is we can't help agents who are going to violate their oaths because some new politician has been, a pedo's been put in the White House. We cannot help agents because of that. That's not happening. They're trafficking children. I have children on the other side right now. If people want to help me, I have three children from Guatemala on the other side that, praise God, we got them out of the hands of the cartel. And they don't have the money to come back, and they're not going to try to cross again illegally. And we got them with their parents, and they're over there on the other side in Mexico right now. And last month, we covered them for an entire month. What we're doing is it's a teacher and a father, if people want to know what we do with dealing with these kids. And they have their children, and we have pictures of this family. And this family had to flee because their daughter was being hunted by MS-13, one of the top captains in their gangs that wanted their daughter, and they were trying to recruit their son, and they were telling him, you got to leave, you got to leave. So they fled. They fled. There are families that got together to help pay $5,000 apiece for this entire family from Guatemala, a family of five, to get out. Now, they left a home that was very nice. They left careers. The husband, father, was a transportation driver. He was safe. His job was security. He's working for the freaking city, or the district. It's called a district down there. He's working for the district. So, I mean, and she's a teacher. She's educated. She's a teacher. They're respected. But here's the thing is, they had to leave because our CIA, our own government, has sent down these gangs. Our Secretary John Kerry, as he goes down and tells people, traffic your kids into America, this is how you do it. He also instructs the government, this is how you open up your prisons, and you have crisis and budget cuts, and sorry, we got to open up the prisons because you guys need drinking water when they have plenty of drinking water. It's crazy how they went through systematically flooded these migrant caravans with pedophiles, sex offenders, criminals. At the same time, you got children through no fault of their own that are being smuggled into the United States of America, and our ministry is very sound on this. Any child that we have on picture, on film, that we, every single one of those children are provided sanctuary by our church. Don't you dare do a thing to them. You are not going to say send them back where they came from. You do not decide what happens with these children. These children are under the shadow of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my father. And I can tell you this, these children will be protected by our church. We don't care that they look different, speak a different language, that they don't understand. No, the only thing we care about is that they're kids. And we have kids who met Jesus Christ for the first time because Butterfly and her team were out there, or me and my team was out there. Right now, we're trying to get new teams to go out there, give these kids Bibles, give these kids Jesus Christ. If I could arm any child crossing the border with one thing, it wouldn't be an AR-15. It wouldn't be a Glock 45. It wouldn't be some herbal supplement. No, it would be Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate protector. Our Father's Son, who came and died, paid the ultimate price. If they hit their knees and praise Jesus, I guarantee you Jesus can do everything 1,000 times, 1,000,000,000 times, 1,000,000,000,000 times better than I can. So we want children that are crossing the border to get our Lord and Savior. They get a Bible with an emergency number in it. I can tell you, as the person who answers that phone call, I have more calls from other nations across the world than I've ever had in my entire life. And I actually ran a global suicide prevention program. So I got some calls from some people wondering what was going on because they heard about us in other countries. And I've never had so many people from Northern Triangle, Cuba, Mexico, and I just got a call from Shanghai the other day from China. We get calls coming across. These people call the number in the Bible. We extract the intelligence where they're going. They allow us to live track them in some cases when they have a cell phone. They document and film and record and send us the information. So when we tell you children are being abused, go to my channel and look at the files and see what's listed in the files, including the children's own testimonies of them being force inoculated. I have children who were vaccinated in their own country that have come to America, and they've been vaccinated 10 times in one day. And they get a bonus Moderna shot to protect them from COVID-19 scam, which is a bioweapon. They just started this on March 28th. They just started this on March 28th. They are murdering children that we hand over to Border Patrol. Our government is not only involved, it's controlling the way it depopulates the entire globe. And since they're going to lose on abortion, guess what they do? Mass migrant, 650,000 children have been smuggled into the United States of America in the past 2 years. And of those 650,000 children, you've hit the peak where it's going to transcend down to get to their 1.53. I wouldn't be surprised if they get up to 3 million with what the military is trying to fly in as refugees if they keep amping wars up, because you're going to see more children come in as refugees. They are mass inoculating and murdering the world's children with this bioweapon. And Americans that are allowing it to take place understand that these children that are coming up, your failure to protect them, don't hit your knees and ask God to protect your child when you fail to step up and protect these kids. If you hear our voice, you know what's happened.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for a minute, because that's an excellent point. I mean, and our call-in guest, Ricardo, brings up an excellent point that ties into that, is that nobody is suggesting anything like being anti-immigration, right? I mean, people, you know, should have the freedom to seek a better life somewhere. But there's a big difference between someone who comes here and wants to, you know, embrace freedom and the American way and be a good, you know, good part of a society. That's one thing, but this is a whole other thing. This is, as you point out, a weaponized assault. They're you know, injecting these children with all kinds of crap to depopulate them. They want to water down you know, nationalistic populations all over the world to help usher in their globalism. It's all being orchestrated by the intelligence communities and the satanic networks that puppeteer them. So it's important to let people know, and to really maybe we need to talk for a minute about the fact that, you know, we are championing truth, justice, American way, the Christ consciousness, and atoning for maybe American sins. I mean, right off the bat, we subjugated the Native Americans, and we certainly don't want to subjugate the Hispanic, population or anybody coming into this country. But we want to, do what God would have us do, and be good people, be our brother's keepers, and oppose these global satanic networks. So I just wanted to put that out there and put this all in context, because you really hit on some really important points.
Yeah, and Butterfly, you can even speak to this, just dealing with the children as they cross. So people understand, they see that these kids are crossing, and a lot of these kids are clean. We've gotten kids that aren't so clean. No one wants to talk about them, but majority of the time they're clean. They're in nice clothes. They're happy. And the only thing our volunteers cares about it when they're crossing, we don't look like Butterfly. I'll let you go on this.
I kind of got kicked off for a minute, so I kind of missed where this was going. What exactly are we?
Well, just dealing with, so people are listening. We get, and this is what I'm trying to touch base is right now. I want to confirm so people understand. Yes, they sent almost so much baby formula to the Department of Health and Human Services to assist Department of Homeland Security in dealing with the migrant children that are crossing and the pregnant kids were crossing, that there is a shortage on the shelf, and they're doing other things related to that. When they say that it's going to the migrant children, and all the media stuff and politicians that want you hating the migrant children, and they say, oh, look at them crossing in nice clothes. Let's hate the migrant children. These kids, Butterfly can explain to you, and then I can go after you, and I'll tell you where they came from, but Butterfly can tell you how she received them. And the only thing our volunteers cares about, if you're coming out to help us on our properties.
All right, because that's exactly it. You know, all this takes from the fact that this is government-funded, cartel-run child sex trafficking, period. These kids, when they're coming through, I had big, burly men. They show up to volunteer, and the next day I'm like, go ahead and cry. I said, go ahead and flip and lose it, because it's different when you see it, when you see these children coming through, when you see they're scared, when you see the cartels try to scare them away from us because they don't want us stepping in the way. They don't want us giving them any help or any hope. We've had Operation Underground Railroad show up down there, and they stated it really well when they said, once these kids go from the cartel into those Border Patrol vehicles and into our government system, they're ghosts. They're gone. This is the only place we shine, that God gets to shine a light on these children through us. And now we can keep an eye on them. Now we can see where they're going. This is our focus, whether it's formula loss or whatever the government's using to distract us this way, that way, piss us off, make us hate, their little groups that got us hating for the moment. This is child sex trafficking. This needs to stop. This needs to be our focus, period. Right now, we need to rescue these kids. We need to put a stop for it. We need to say, no, not in our country. This will not happen. And we need to get these kids to safety.
Amen. Well, excellent. You know, we've got only a few minutes left, about 7 or 8 minutes left. So if you could, man, what a great note to kind of to wind this up on. If you could, both of you guys, you know, one more time, give out contact information, what people can do to help you, and just you guys can go ahead and close out the show. You'll hear the music come up, and then I'll take the last 30 or 60 seconds. But take the last 5 or 6 minutes here, and let us know how we can get involved and help you guys.
All right. Again, my name is Butterfly. My phone number is 509-263-4612. Call me, text me, let me know what's going on, how you want to help. Ask me for any information. I'm happy to give it to you. I can send you links to my YouTube, my Telegram, where you can go through and see these children coming through the holes in the wall. Hear about what's happening to them to the best of my ability for follow-up. and witness what is happening at the border wall as it's happening, the different battles that we face, the hardships that are going on, how these kids are coming through, what's going on with them. You can see their faces. You can pray with them. You know, they'll pray in their own language sometimes. So info.vop@protonmail.com is a great place to go to look for more information. Go ahead, Lewis.
In addition to that, if you want to know what you can do to help, we run multiple programs through our ministry related to what's transpiring on the border. If you can get to the border, we ask people to contact Butterfly at the information she just gave you. If you can help us assist children in the United States of America, I ask you to send me a text at 520-500-4506 or email the same email she directed you to, info.vop@protonmail.com. We look for people who have isolated properties that want to unplug their properties from the government grid so our church can build sanctuary communities and keep the government off of those properties. We're looking for frontline doctors and carpenters and electricians that are actually more solar because these are off-grid properties once again. People that are invested in hydro dams, people that know how to grow their own food. Once again, we need to establish our own communities to take care of some of these children. We have a missionary strike force for people who are tactical oriented. If you want to assist us in extracting children from MS-13, from pedophiles that can't be deported because they're shielding an unaccompanied child not related to them, we need to also have the structure put in place to send these children to. If you have grids, like I'm explaining to you that we're building, I'm actually been working on a big plot all day just so we can feed the children and we can show that we have all the capabilities that the government has to take care of children just like they do, but we're not going to sex traffic them. We're not going to do anything but let them love Jesus Christ, pray to our Father, and have a safe, happy, healthy life. And we're blessed because we have people from across America that's provided private properties, just as we provided our private properties on the Arizona border to fight this invasion. There are people that are saying, hey, I've got room for kids. If you got room for kids, send an email. If you can go and extract kids, send an email. If you can get to the border, send an email. If you can send material support, the infrastructure, the equipment we need to build up properties. And every property we invest in is contracted by our ministry to take care of any child, any individual who needs help, but children first. So children come on first. After that, it's women. After that, it's men. We get the last of the line, but that's the way it should be. So, I mean, we want to push them in front of us, if anything, and keep the danger away from them. The way it's set up, if you want to get involved, we will invite you out. You can help build up these properties. You can go and visit children that we have. We have hundreds of children that we're tracking through the system. We have a lot that's refusing vaccination, and they're locked down right now because they said they got COVID, which they don't. But since they don't want to take the vaccination, imagine that. They got COVID suddenly. So because they're refusing the vaccines, they won't release them. And there's one social worker for every 7,000 children that's been smuggled into the United States of America, unaccompanied children. And you're going back 3 years, going on 4 years in our border operation. That's one social worker for every 7,000. So we need believers who are able to go see the children that we intercepted crossing the border and meet them again and say, hey, we're with the church that met you at the border, and you'll see their face light up. You'll see, I've seen it myself. I've heard their excitement and their voice on the phone when we're calling back, hey, do you need anything? And I talk to people who still hold the very Bibles we gave them. And we want people who will sponsor good Bibles for them. We got a great Bible company, and what they do is they have a Bible that has Spanish on one side, English on the other. We want these children to learn how to praise God in our language while they praise God in their language. And we're going to do our best to learn how to praise God in their language as we mediate and we advocate and we fight on behalf of kids that have nothing to do with anyone's politics.
Well, there we go. We're not going to allow any of
these children to... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, we're not going to allow it. Let's not allow it, folks. God willing, to the river don't rise. We'll see you next week. Get out there, help these folks. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. We're the ones
who explain to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.